Hello and welcome back to
Hi.
Small Talks Small Talk Podcast, where we talk about.
I thought it was called Small Talk, Small Laughs, first off.
Do you want to do a good intro, Calvin, or do you want me
This
to do
is,
it?
well, you
I'd like
messed
to hear
up on
Calvin's
me.
intro.
Welcome back, everybody, to Small Talk, Small Laughs with Carter. Carter. His name is Carter, and he's doing
Yep,
the
that's
show.
me.
Listen
Good
to us.
save, good save.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, let's get the
All
show on the
right, with
road.
us, we have Calvin.
Yes,
Hi.
sir! Let's go!
We have Zach.
Hello?
And we have Patrick.
Can you hear me?
Wow, what an incredible.
Check, 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 check. Check 1, 2.
So, we have some good things to talk about today, guys.
That was really good editing. I like to pause right there. So, I say we start off talking about how.
Well, let's talk about
how
what we've been
that.
doing.
All right, yeah, let's start off.
Sort
You
of.
go ahead, Zach.
Okay.
Well, I've put on 50 pounds since we last talked. I know I said I was trying to start a diet up, but I just that went the opposite direction. But I've been writing a lot of haikus lately.
Zach, you're cutting out on me, bud.
Yeah, I second that.
How come during the pre-show chat, nobody like cut out at all, but now that we're starting, I can't hear anybody?
Can you hear me?
Can
I
you
can
hear
hear
me?
you. Zach, you just keep going in and out. Are you going through a tunnel or
Oh
something?
my god.
No, it's fine. Keep going.
Just keep going, Zach. You just sound
Yeah,
like
Zach, what
Mr.
have you been up to?
Roboto.
What do you mean, keep going? I keep saying I'm cutting out.
Yeah, Mr. Roboto, keep going.
Am I still cutting out?
No, you're
It doesn't
cutting
matter. Keep going.
Zach, the show must go on.
Do we want to restart this? Do we want to restart
No,
this?
I like
Someone give me a definitive
so
answer.
Yeah, keep going.
Possibly.
Okay. Well, do you want to hear one of my haikus?
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
All right, this is off the dome, okay? What is it? Is it 575?
575, Zach. Come on. How do you get this culture?
Calvin.
57?
Calvin and Peyton.
That's 6.
Calvin
oh, no, five.
And Peyton,
five.
Five. Shut up, shut up. Come on, Eileen. They sang on. five. A perfect romance.
I feel like you
five,
wrote
seven,
that down
five.
Beforehand.
That was really
you got
good.
Haiku'd.
I
liked it.
Can I do one?
Wrote it down beforehand.
No, you're not the haiku master. You make nothing.
No, I'd like to hear you come up with one then. Better than the one I just came up with.
No, I feel like I only have one topic I'd want to talk about. I don't think you'd want to hear it, Zach.
I think I already know.
It's the 2-year anniversary, Zach.
Oh, yeah.
So just be careful today is all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Carter, what have you been up to?
I've
Our
been,
gracious host.
I've been doing absolutely nothing.
Does anyone want to hear what I've been up to?
I guess.
Well, you're next.
Do we, though?
What just happened? Hello?
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 Oh,
Hello?
My God!
Hello!
Oh, my God!
We have a special
Jack.
Guest.
Jack,
Carter, can you
welcome
introduce
to the
him?
Show.
I don't know who
How's
this
it
is.
going?
This
Jack.
is Jack.
Oh, welcome to the show, Jack.
Hi.
Hello. Jack, you wanna hop on Warzone?
After this podcast, maybe.
Yes, let's go.
Pod with the boys, Jack. What have you been up to?
I just got back home from my run.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It was easy. It was
okay,
good.
Did you go AU and back?
No, I went
no.
5 with my friend Seth.
5 AU and backs?
No, 5 miles.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Zach, tell me your deepest, darkest secret.
What?
Zach, we
I
are
talking
show.
About.
No,
we're talking about what we're doing.
No, we
I can tell you mine.
We gotta get this show on the road somehow. We gotta get this show on the road.
Patrick can go ahead.
Patrick, let's hear it.
I have a sweet tooth.
For what?
For what though?
Well, I didn't want to talk about it, but I'll get into it.
No, I should bring it up.
I've had this issue with ice cream where I go in and I figure I'll probably eat, you know, maybe a scoop or two. And I start scooping and then I look at the ice cream container and it doesn't look equal, so I just keep scooping until it's like flat again. So I'll end up with like 8 scoops and I'll eat it right before bed. And then I'll wake up with a terrible stomach ache and I can't do anything. I actually did it the other day with some moose tracks. And
that's
yeah.
A good flavor.
Oh yeah, it wasn't good on my stomach though.
Is it okay now? Is your tummy? How's your tummy feeling now?
Oh. It's okay.
I feel like every time we're all together, Patrick's stomach is just not okay.
Mm-mm.
It's fine.
Just why does your mom keep buying ice cream if you keep downing them every night?
Because I ask nicely.
Patrick does his chores, you just empty the dishwasher.
I was emptying the dishwasher and smashing all the glasses. I mean, putting all the glasses away.
So, Carter, what have you been up to?
Again, I still
I also
doing
flushed
nothing.
The toilet after using it.
I'll tell Patrick, you what my deepest, darkest secret is.
Oh, goody, goody.
I have a sweet tooth. For the grown-ups movies.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Yay.
Well, yeah,
if we're
so
talking
we
about
wanna,
grown-ups...
We want to talk about that, guys? I'm sure
so,
you
know. So, there's actually a deal. Right? If you go to Walmart, there's a grown-ups 1 and 2 bundle pack for only $5. And if you're living in the state of Illinois, the tax is 8 cents. So, it comes out to be $5.40.
That's even. Not bad at all.
No, so you could pay and change if you wanted to. You could pay with card, but basically you get approximately four and a half hours-ish of back-to-back grown-ups action. And you can watch it with your friends, your family, your neighbors, whoever you want to watch it with. Well, I don't know about that, but yeah.
Okay, I actually have a question for who was ever in charge of bringing on the secret guests. Who set this up?
I think it was Carter.
That would be
Carter.
Oh.
Carter, the host.
Carter, I'm confused on if we're talking about the Grown Ups movie where we brought on Jack and not Griffin, because Griffin is well-versed
well
versed in grown up knowledge. It's his favorite movie series.
Listen, Carter can. I think I'm speaking for Carter when I say he considered bringing Griff on, but Griff was busy listening to Slide by Calvin Harris.
Instead of
Excuse
Love
me.
by Juice WRLD. Oh, is that his new favorite song?
Oh, yeah.
What is
it's
it?
A good one. Scared of Love.
What is that?
It's a song by Juicy Smalls.
Who is that?
It's just a country artist. Speaking of country artists, do you guys have, like, one like music genre that you like refuse to listen to ever?
Country.
No,
Swedish.
I don't mind country music, but like if I ever heard like
I like listening to the tune the ice cream truck plays.
You do like ice cream. But like every time I hear like British rap or like rap that's from American, it makes me literally want to die.
It's, so, it's
mate,
real,
hey,
real bad.
Yo, mate.
That... Okay, Jack's not
did
you
just,
next
time. Did you just play a clip, Calvin?
No, that was not me. I would never ever have a clip set up for that. Because it's terrible. I don't know how you could like
Yeah, Zach, actually in that movie I just watched, The Gentleman, I don't know if I told you, but there's some British rap scenes in it and it's real bad.
Oh.
Are they eating ice cream in the scene?
No, they're making British raps and it doesn't sound very good.
Ooh. It's not very good.
Jack, I know you're a big fan of the Grown Ups movies. Do you want to recount the entire plot of the first one? Word for word.
I haven't seen it in some time.
Oh my god, Jack, we told you to watch them. three consecutive times in a row.
I do remember towards the beginning of the film that they're playing a very violent and fun video game, which I would wanted to get my hands on, but could never.
What game is it?
Granny Overboard.
Yes, exactly.
Did you rewatch it?
Monster Kill.
Yeah. Do you guys not remember that? Am I the only one who watches Grown Ups every couple weeks? Dude.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, they had the chainsaw, then they threw the granny off the boat. You didn't see that?
I don't remember.
Calvin, when was the last time you watched it?
I have no idea.
What? Guys, I don't think we could do that.
What's
going on? What you mean? What you mean?
Turn on your listen to my voice?
What was that? Yeah.
I have no idea. That was weird.
I think it was British rap.
I was scared.
Probably was.
So, Carter, what have you been up to?
Still nothing.
Carter, tell us what happens in Grown Ups.
In Grown Ups? Well, there's a bunch of grown-ups, and they kind of just run around and cause a lot of chaos.
That is a good description.
And honestly, it doesn't
you
seem
just
like
described like
good.
80 different movies.
They're actually the best basketball team to ever live. They would beat the 96 Bulls in a game of seven series. So that's my opinion.
Amazing. I feel bad for Steve.
Amazing. Dude, Steve Buscemi is a freak. He is a weirdo. He is a strange-looking man.
I think he's a natural treasure.
No, that was Nick Cage.
I think Nick Cage was looking for Steve Buscemi in that movie, is the plot. He's, like, going on adventures, like, all over the world to try
looking
to find Steve
for
Buscemi's house, yeah.
So he could kick him in the throat?
No, so he could kick a field goal.
Yeah, because you guys aren't. Jack, you said you don't remember anything.
Jack, no.
Fraud.
Do you remember about every single scene, it seems like?
Yeah.
Maybe I was wrong. Maybe you were the perfect
guest. Does anyone know Steve Buscemi's name in the Grown Ups films?
Steve. Oh. No.
Wiley!
When did you get...
I'm an animal!
I actually have a question. Did you guys, like, actually recently watch this, or do you just...
I watched them last week.
I watch them every couple weeks, both of them back to back.
I honestly don't think I've ever seen Grown Ups 2.
It's really...
Neither...
Somebody's gonna have to describe the entire plot to me.
There's a deer in the house, and they all go crazy.
Oh, I have seen it. I have seen that, because then Adam Sandler drives a bus for some reason, and...
Yeah, because the bus driver is, like, messed up.
Yeah,
so then Adam Sandler drives a bus.
And then the inflatable boat goes off in the store, and it, like, wrecks everything in the store.
I remember watching the commercial come on every single commercial break on Nickelodeon. Every single time.
And then Chris Rock and the other guy always fight about who's the better black guy in town.
Yeah.
And then the other black guy has a son who calls the gym teacher Lady Schwartz.
Oh, jeez.
Have you guys seen the gym scene? I know Zach saw it recently because he just watched it.
I hardly remember.
The gym teacher, like, starts climbing the rope, and his shorts are, like, all the way up his butt.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
It's Dan Patrick.
Danica Patrick?
Yeah, it's Danica Patrick.
That's sick.
I heard she's really good at racing.
I heard she's actually not.
We have some facts about grown-ups, don't we? Zach, I think you have some prepared.
How do you know? Don't you have any facts?
Yes, Carter, didn't you come prepared?
You're the one who wanted to talk about grown-ups, Carter.
Yes. I could talk about the original.
I have
plot.
A fact.
Jack has a fact.
Okay, you do that then.
Adam Sandler's field goal percentage from the corner is 99%.
But he missed the one on purpose, yeah. Right? That's sad.
Yeah, yeah, it is sad.
But although I mean, speculation about what?
About him missing it because he missed it.
I said on purpose.
Jack, was his foot on the line in the beginning?
I think he was on the line.
Okay. So here's something. I don't know if you guys noticed this, all right? But when you're looking at the final score in the game, his foot was on the line, right? Mm-hmm. But he only got credited for 2 points.
So you think they would have won anyways?
But that's the thing. They got the 2 points and still won, so it wouldn't have mattered if his foot was on the line or not.
I think what they should do is do a grown-ups dodgeball crossover. I think that'd be kind of cool. Like have them
crossover.
Have them play like half basketball, half dodgeball.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
So they just end up taking their hard basketballs and throwing it at each other.
Yeah, and into a basket.
Did you think this through?
Huh?
Did you think this through, Calvin?
I just thought it'd be cool. Sorry.
Way to tear down his dreams.
All right, well, if Carter doesn't have any facts,
I have a fact about the original plot for the first one.
This could be something.
Okay, here we go. In New York, mysterious radioactive ooze has mutated 4 sewer turtles into walking, upright, talking,
crime-fighting
ninjas. No, this is...
That was grown-up.
This also was Escape from New York.
Is this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No, this is grown-ups, Jack.
Was this the Transformers franchise?
Let's talk about that movie. That movie's good.
Not I've now.
I've been told that series is better than Star Wars.
I'm gonna cry.
I would actually say that the Transformers and Grown Ups franchises are two of the greatest franchises in film history. My name is Griffin.
My favorite Transformers movie is actually Dark of the Moon.
I think it's Dark Side of the Moon.
No, it's Dark of the Moon.
Is that the second one?
That is the third.
Oh.
Yes.
And it is my favorite.
That's Griffin's favorite?
Yes.
Why?
Same reason.
You live with this guy. You want to ask him?
He's running right now.
I doubt it. He's watching Transformers in his bedroom.
When he comes back, tell him he looks real slim for me. Like, so slim.
I will. And I'll tell him, thanks. I'll get him a blow up Optimus Prime doll.
Ooh. Ooh. Whoa. It's getting PG-13 up.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about grown-ups now that Jack brought us all over the world off the map. Like,
I like the dog in grown-ups. I like how it sounds like a dying turkey.
My aunt actually had a dog that they had to clip its vocal cords, and it sounded just like that.
Really?
Yeah. It was kind of weird. Because, like, if you, like, closed your eyes...
Before or after the movie, did they do it because they saw grown-ups and they wanted their dog to sound like that?
Are you related to Kevin James?
I am. Kevin James
You're related
is my
to
aunt.
Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart is also my aunt. They're both my aunts. Aunts, actually.
Aunties.
Okay.
I've checked back. Check, read.
I believe Zach has some facts that wants to challenge mine.
Hello.
So, I'd like to really thank...
Hello? James Cameron, fun fact number one.
Hello.
Okay.
All right.
I know you're new to this, Jack, but I'm going to read some fun facts.
Oh, my God. James Cameron.
James Cameron has gone on record in saying Grown Ups 1 provided a lot of the inspiration behind his 1997 smash hit Titanic.
Really? Titanic?
Yeah.
In Grown Ups?
I can Grown-ups see it.
Was the inspiration for Titanic. That's not how this works, Jack. I read the fact.
Move on.
You take it in, question. We move on.
You don't question.
I question.
No,
Jack, obviously you don't.
No, let's hear him out.
So you're going to tell me a romantic film about
Grown Ups is romantic.
A failed love story is gonna be inspirational for a absolute comedic hit.
Zach, can I take this one?
Well, I was gonna field it.
I'll go for it then.
Fun fact number two.
No. Unbelievable.
No, Calvin, you can go ahead.
First of all, I forgot what Jack said, honestly. I was going to say something about it, but...
he was just talking about how he can see the connection between Titanic and grown-ups.
Dude, can't see how romantic...
First of all, how is it a failed love story, Jack? Rose still loves Jack. It obviously, yeah, but Jack... just like Kevin James loves getting chocolate wasted. So that's where that comes in. I don't know how you can't not see that.
Oh, we did talk about how the kid was still getting breastfed when he was, like, 8 years old.
That's inappropriate.
We're not talking about that.
Jack, I don't know if you know, but this is PG.
He was actually 4 years old, actually. 48 months, they said in the film. Just clearing that up.
Which is, if you divide by 12, 5 or 7. No, that's not right.
The kid was 7?
Yeah, 7. All right, seven, Jack, let's keep this thing rolling.
All right, fun fact number two, rolling right ahead here. Fun fact number two, sources say Rob Schneider does not know how to read.
That would make sense.
Nice. I'm actually a huge fan of his toupe in the film.
Do you like
his toupee?
No, it's too.
It's pronounced too.
I like. I really like. It's like his... flapping in the wind while him and Gloria are like tongue kissing.
How old was Gloria when the film was made?
Oh, at least 82.
I'll find out.
I'll look it up.
Jack, keep filling. Fill the air.
Yeah, Jack. Come on.
What they do like about Rob Schneider is his hitting skills.
Well, that has no correlation to grown-ups.
No, we're talking about grown-ups. Grown-ups. The film grown-ups.
I can credit his
she was 77
with catching an arrow with his foot.
His pain tolerance is very low, though.
Yeah, he had a rough go of it. I also don't understand how they took the arrow out. Because that was
they
that
pulled
was,
it. They pulled it through, but the arrows.
Yeah, and he has a low pain tolerance and low tolerance in general because he snapped shortly after that. Towards Gloria.
Gloria was 77.
Wowzer.
God, I love that.
Hot mama.
Cooter and a half.
Ugh. No, that is a gilf.
Jack, sources say you actually have a poster of her in your room.
What sources?
Confirm or deny?
I confirm. I'll confirm.
I deny.
I have a picture of her in your room, Jack.
You believe what you want to believe, Calvin.
Well, Calvin confirmed it first, though.
I have physical proof. I might leak it on Twitter if you keep, like, doing this to me.
I had a salami sandwich for lunch. That's pretty good.
Smell it through the microphone, dude.
By salami, do you mean ice cream sandwich?
No, it was salami on rye. And it was toasted. That's some
nice. Did it taste good?
Yeah, it was.
You should have cooked it on the thing they used to kill those moths in the film.
Oh, yeah. There he goes. He brings it right back.
Oh, a panini.
There he is. Bring it right back, Jack.
Jack.
I thought that was funny when they cooked the bacon on there. That bacon must have been fire.
Probably had some extra flavor on it.
There's a dead moth in it too. Mm. That was sick.
Jack, yummy. Did you just watch this movie like an hour ago?
No, I have extremely good memory, by the way. I'm like an elephant when it comes to movies.
I was gonna say, Jack is not the brightest.
What's the name of the ice cream place?
In the light bulb drawer.
I don't know, but we can talk about like when you pee in a pool, does it actually turn dark blue?
What's the name of the kid who still breastfeeds?
Hold on, have you never peed in a pool, Jack?
No. I was scared.
I had certain places do that.
Of what?
I was scared of it turning blue.
Like in the movie.
Jack, have you ever been to the Cory Beach in Batavia?
Yeah.
Can you even imagine how many little kids like just pee in there and poop their swim diapers in there? A lot. That place has a lot of pee in it.
Well, that's why it's so dark. That's why the water's so dark.
Because there's so much pee in there?
Yeah.
Because pee is that color? Is your pee that color, Jack?
No, it's the chemicals that make the water.
Calvin, color. Are you not listening?
Oh, Jack, you've been having too many Mountain Dews.
What was that flavor you really liked?
Oh, it was
Freedom. Oh, it was
Liberty Blue. Liberty Blue.
Liberty Blue.
One. That was Liberty One.
That was so good. Jack.
I still have the video. I still have the video.
Was that any good? I never tried it.
It was so good.
It's gas.
It's almost as good as Baja Blast.
It's gas. Oh, I can put it into my car.
No,
well, and drive off of it.
Well, probably, honestly. There's enough chemicals in it that might make your car run.
It's got 50 flavors, so I mean.
50. There's 50 different Mountain Dew flavors?
Yeah, that's what it says on the bottle, on the can.
It does say that. I can't confirm.
Wait, there's 50 different flavors in the one can?
Yeah, it says.
No, you not hear them?
50 flavors in one.
50 flavors in one can.
I thought there was only like 4 Red Bull, or not Red Bulls, Mountain Dews.
Speaking of Red Bulls, you guys want a shotgun?
Oh, I'm down. I have mine right next to me.
Should I get? I can get one. I got one in the garage. We can shotgun so many Red Bulls right now.
Have you guys ever done it?
No, but I should try.
I recommend.
Right? Ouch. I feel like that hurt.
They're very a full can or just
it would hurt?
A small one?
Just like a...
The 8.4 ounce
one? 8.4 ounce. A 16 ounce would be real hard.
I think the 12 would be okay.
I think I might be able to pull off a 12. Remember when I drank those 2 bangs at your house, Jack?
Oh, that was terrible.
Have you guys ever had Boss water?
Yeah.
Oh, he brings it back again.
Let's go, Jack. You're the best guest ever.
So, well, speaking of that, can I read the third fun fact?
Absolutely, yeah, Zach. Yeah.
Well, before I read it, I just want to say these fun facts are brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends.
Here we go again.
All right. Today's podcast is sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends, one of the biggest mobile role-playing games of 2019, and it's totally free. Okay.
Wait. Where can I get that? Like, seriously.
Can I?
Well, I'm gonna get to that. It's totally free, Patrick. It's totally free.
In-game purchases I can make? Because I like to spend
money. Well, currently almost 100 million, 10 million users have joined Raid over the last 6 months.
Can I buy in-game currency?
Is there a VR version?
No.
There's not virtual reality? Are you kidding me?
They're working on it, Jack. Give them a second.
Slow down.
Is there a limit on how much money I can put into the game?
No.
I thought you played Raid before.
Yeah, you said you did.
Yeah, you guys are putting words in my mouth.
Well, okay, my third fun fact is that casting went through several iterations of the group before it ended up being the group you know and love.
Oh,
you know?
I heard Shia LaBeouf was actually supposed to be Rob Schneider's role.
Nope, that's harder. Nope.
No,
can you let me handle the facts?
I think you're
that
wrong.
Rumor was debunked.
So here are a couple different pairings that were rumored to have been considered before it was, you know, Adam Sandler, Kevin James, David Spade. The first group is Kevin Hart, Jack Black, Owen Wilson, Michael Cera, and Michael Jackson.
Oh, Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Who would Michael Jackson have played?
The second grouping is Kevin Bacon.
Michael Jackson can't play basketball.
What are you talking about? Michael Jackson's a pro.
Jack, let me continue?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, my bad.
Thank you. The second group is Kevin Bacon, Timothy Chalamet, O.J. Simpson, Alec Baldwin and Brian Baldwin.
Another OJ Brian Simpson. Baldwin experience.
OJ can definitely play basketball. I can guarantee.
OJ can definitely play murder his wife.
I don't know about all that.
The third grouping is Bill Clinton, Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, Yao Ming.
Both of them. Okay, they finish.
The Black Eyed Peas and Paul Rudd.
Black Eyed Peas?
Paul Rudd would have been good.
Yeah.
He would have drove to the basket and shrunk.
I'm glad that's what he got out of it.
He drove the Black Eyed Peas.
Last grouping I have here. It's Tom Cruise, the turtle from Finding Nemo.
Could you stop talking about Tom Cruise for 1 minute of your life, please.
Jacob Lee, Lee Harvey Oswald, and Eric Sanchez.
That's my favorite one. Except for Tom Cruise, though. Why is he always in this?
Tom Cruise is goated.
He's up for a lot of roles.
No, he is not. Tom Cruise is a freak.
Have you ever watched Top Gun, Calvin?
Yeah, and he's a freak.
Well, hold on.
Are you making fun of him because he's a Scientologist? I think that's the issue here.
Fun fact number 4.
Wait, I have a question before we get to this.
Yeah, is it about Ray Shadow?
I'd like to see Vin Diesel in there.
When what wing are you guys on? Because I've been eating like hot wings, like that one show every single time anybody asks a question.
Hot ones?
Yeah, that one. So, like, I'm on my 14th wing, and they're getting real hot. I'm about to throw up. So, I just want to know that you guys are keeping up.
I can throw up if you want me to.
I could if you... Just say the word, Carter. I'll puke on your podcast.
Okay.
Is that you wanting me to?
No, that's me confirming that you...
So, you want me to go to the bathroom and throw up right now?
We'll do that at the end.
As long as you do an ad read as you're doing it.
Yeah, we'll end.
That's actually not a bad idea.
We'll end with you throwing up.
Okay, perfect.
All right, Calvin, so you're going to have to wait. Just hold that in for another 2.5 hours. Fun fact number four. Filming took 3 years to complete because there was an off period of 14 months after Kevin James took a metal pipe to David Spade's
Why?
Well, if you let me finish, sources say the altercation occurred after Spade went to a Katy Perry concert without him.
So he shoved the metal pipe through his kneecap?
Check.
No, he bashed his knees in.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think that's justified.
He had to relearn how to walk. Cool.
But he went to a Katy Perry concert without him. Like, what do you expect? Like,
well, yeah, I'm not saying it was unjustified. I'm
Katy Perry.
I'm saying that's why it took 3 years to film.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
And my last fun fact for the first Grown Ups movie is that the plot for it was initially pitched in a different way.
There's a plot.
Here we go.
Well, it was the first draft.
Here we go. Let's hear it.
All right. Businessman Oscar Schindler, played by Adam Sandler, arrives. I'm sorry.
Oh no. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Arrives in Krakow in 1939, ready to make his fortune from World War II, which has just started. After joining the Nazi Party primarily for political expediency, he staffs his factory with Jewish workers for similarly pragmatic reasons. After he realizes what the SS has started doing, he arranges to have his workers protected to keep his factory in operation, but soon realizes that in doing so, he is also saving innocent lives. And they were going to call it Sandler's List.
That sounds really familiar.
Yeah, but hey.
Well, that's because I just told you.
What was that? Was that,
It's good. It's also the Puffer Grown Ups, too.
Alright, hot take.
Hot ones.
Yeah, that's what we're on.
Do you guys think, Kevin James and Adam Sandler are the best comedic duo ever.
Oh, I know what it was. That was based off of Mall Cop, right?
Yeah.
What?
Okay, I got a fun fact about the Grown Up film franchise.
Oh, is that, by all means.
That the character that Adam Sandler plays in both Grown Ups and Uncut Gems are in the same cinematic film universe. They're the same person in both movies.
But one has glasses.
Yeah, because it takes place 5 years after. Nobody can see forever, Zach. Everybody needs glasses every once in a while, buddy.
All right, Calvin, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I've heard you're a real big gambling man.
I've never gambled before in my life, but...
You're at the pony
in
track.
In the game of blackjack, if you had 17, would you hit?
It depends on what the dealer had.
So if
Carter lives life on the edge, sends a hit no matter what.
Would you hit
12? Yes, I would probably.
Wait, what'd you go up to?
You'd 29. Hit on 17?
45.
Depends. Oh, then I would hit.
You hit all the way up to 19. That's my.
Just as a general rule of thumb.
I hit on 20.
I've seen him do it. He's not lying.
You hit on 20 before?
Of course.
I think a couple of times.
No gun, no game.
Hit me! You, this one, you have a...
It's actually, hit me!
He says that every time.
And then you rub your belly.
No, I punch my belly.
Oh.
As hard as I can.
And then he usually cusses out the dealer because he loses the hand.
Statistically speaking, if you don't know any... If nobody has any other cards and you're the only playing, you have a 100% chance of hitting a 21 if you hit on... 20, so that's not a bad percentage, actually. So you're right, Patrick.
I know.
See, these fools just don't understand.
Always hit
anyway,
on 20.
Adam Sandler, a legend, is all I'm saying in both movies. And do you guys want me to puke yet? Because my stomach really hurts.
No, we're not ending yet.
No. He's gone the opposite direction. He wants us to keep going.
Oh, is that?
Let's keep the show rolling.
No, 35 minutes.
Calvin,
perfect.
You should puke.
A third of the way done.
I will at the end.
No, I think you should do it now.
We'll just go to an hour.
We'll do it later. I can hold it.
Can you hold it?
No, I want to hear it now.
I'm gonna have to skedaddle soon. So,
what are you doing, Zach? Jack,
I'm getting picked up to go wish somebody happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
Likely Mike, story.
Is it Chloe Leonard?
No, definitely not.
Who is it?
Do you know Michael DePietra?
I do know Mike. Little Mikey. Tell him I said hi.
Little Mikey?
he was in my one of my classes last year, and every time we did a skit, he would play Little Mikey, and he usually got, like, tried to get, like, abducted or, like, molested. So that's what we called him. So,
nice. Little Mikey.
Yeah, Michael DePietra is very Italian. He's got like a cross chain. Dad's a mob boss.
Are you talking to me?
Talking to me?
For and good he plays boy. Hockey.
And which, he plays hockey.
Not Italian.
Which is super
for
Italian.
Good boy. For good boy.
Hey,
who's picking you up?
Zach.
No, what?
Zach,
Yeah. No, Zach, who lives in northern Florida. That Zach.
Whoa.
We
have to bleep that out in post.
You just released his address.
Whoa. We have to bleep that out in post.
Said Batavia earlier.
You have the street number and all.
So,
well,
actually,
How long do you have, Jack?
Probably like 10, probably a little bit less than 10 minutes.
Okay, because I have some calls lined up.
Oh, yeah, we'll finish up with the
talk.
Calls. We'll finish up with
they
the
want to talk to Jack. They want to talk to Jack.
To me?
Yeah.
Oh, get ready.
You're the star of the show, Jack. Yeah. This is your podcast.
The show is live, Jack.
Who's listening?
The callers.
500 people right now.
We do not.
Yeah.
Check the Discord. Check it.
Do you want to hear it? Can I play it?
Wait, how do I check the Discord?
Oh, hey,
okay,
Zach,
just listen.
Zach, before you do that real quick, can I say something?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you guys for coming back on my podcast. I know last time we did it, it was a huge success, and this time we have another guest, Jack. It was awesome for you to join us. So, Yeah, I'm really, really excited for this guest caller, Zach. Bring him on.
Yeah, I'll let her rip. Caller, you are on.
Hey, guys, guess who it is. It is Eric Sanchez. I have to make this quick because I am borrowing my mom's phone, and by borrowing, I mean I stole it. I also borrowed her automobile. Yeah, I was bored, so I thought I would take a little spin. At the border, they asked for my passport, so I stared at the guy for nearly 10 seconds and just put the pedal to metal and got it. As it turns out, her 2005 Toyota Highlander does not take diesel fuel, so I am just going to run home. My head is feeling better than ever because I got it replaced with robotic parts.
Like anyway,
my question is,
yeah,
Jack, you want to hang out later?
Thanks, Eric. That was Eric.
Interesting call.
Jack, you want to field that one since he directly asked you the question?
Well, I would like to borrow the automobile to plow through the border.
I got plans today, Eric, so
Mother,
Mother, it's okay. Does the automobile require
diesel I can hang out tomorrow.
Yes, okay, I'll let him know. I'll text him right now.
Looks like we have another caller. Carter, you want to put him through?
Yeah, here we go.
All right, you're on. I'll put him through.
And he is on.
Hello, boys. It is Hilby. Just calling in because I have not spoken to another human being in 37 days as my children have once again locked me in the attic. I am not complaining because there will slip two saltine crackers underneath the door if I am a big girl. It is difficult to eat them though because they have hog-tied me. My question is for Jack. And the question is this. You look very healthy. Anyway, thanks for having me on. I love the show, except for the part where that little simp Calvin starts yammering away about God knows what.
Hey!
I have to go. Jump with the coward. Talk to you later.
What did he say about me? I was too busy yelling at him. What did he say?
Oh, that was great to hear from him again.
No, I'm going to have to... I'll get him back on the line. Hold on.
He didn't even ask me a question. He just said I was healthy.
Well, he did ask you a question.
That was the question.
Yeah.
Hey, let me get him back on the line to repeat that one thing you said.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Jack, you're looking real healthy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, here he is back to say exactly what he said on.
Patrick, I love the show up, except for the parts where that little simp Calvin starts yammering away about God knows what. I have to go. Sounds like the missus is coming. Talk to you later.
Unbelievable, Calvin.
I don't know how I'm a simp. That dude's locked in his attic right now. Doesn't he make sense? His wife dominates him, and his children hate him.
I'm not going to accept Hilby's slander on my podcast, Calvin. Wrap it up.
Hilby's the worst human being to ever live on this planet, and I will not change my mind.
I think he's mad because he keep talking about his wife.
Whose wife?
His.
Hilby's wife is a smoke.
You said last time you kept talking about his wife.
Yeah, his wife is like his wife. I got nothing wrong with his wife. I have something wrong with him.
Hmm. Uh-oh. What did we do?
What's going on? Oh, nothing. Nothing happened.
What's going on?
It's very windy. It's windy. Like a melody in my head that's making bone.
Is this how we want to wrap it up? Calvin, you want to start?
No, we're not wrapping it up.
Calvin, you want to throw
it? We have another 2 hours left on the show.
Johnny's like a melody.
But we're not wrapping it up.
Keep on.
I have another caller.
Oh, you have another caller?
We have 30 hours left of footage that we need to record.
It looks like this caller also wants to talk to you, Jack.
Oh, let's hear it.
All right, Carter, can you,
Yeah, here I go again.
Yeah, I'll put him through.
Oh, that's... I realized. Carter, you can ignore what I said. Patrick, can you put him through?
Oh, okay.
He's on.
Hi, boys. It is Pranav. I have returned. Shut up, Calvin. Anywho, I listen to the pod every day while I'm on the toilet, and I have to say it is fantastic content. I have even thought about starting my own podcast. It would be called Partying with Pranav, and it's about me being a real party boy. Meow. Anyway, my question is for Jack, who would win in a fight. The guys from Grown Ups or Shrek. Big boys, keep up the work. Calvin, you are a real simp.
I'm really sick of these callers, man. First of all, he can't even say his own name right. So I don't even know how he can insult me. Because he makes sense.
Yeah, I think he was just, it was just, you know.
Wait, that's not how you pronounce it?
Pranav.
I think Pranav knows how to pronounce his own name, okay?
We actually have a 5-star review on iTunes.
Well, does somebody want to answer his GD question?
Shrek would win.
I would win.
Shrek would win.
No, he asked you the question, and the question was who would win, the grown-ups or Shrek?
Someone just had a real bad mistake in the pants.
I'm not claiming it was anyone. It was me. Yeah, I did it.
It was ice cream?
Oh, hold on.
That was wet.
That was really...
Oh.
Please don't tell me that's real.
We have a
what if I told you it was real?
Five-star review on iTunes.
I'm gonna throw it anywhere in the laundry really quick.
Yeah, from Big Mama House 2. He said...
Oh, sorry.
He said... He put the B emoji. He said, Tarek is a great podcaster. I gave this 7 stars. Thanks, Patrick. Good stuff.
Oh my god. Dude, are you okay? Are you having like a child at the
Someone
moment?
Someone just complimented you, Patrick. You're just gonna.
No, I'm actually just pooping my pants.
This is the content he puts out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Dude. Oh my god. Patrick, you need to go to the doctor.
No, I just need to sit down on the toilet.
Keep it going.
Yeah, come on, Patrick. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to throw up.
Calvin, if you smell this, you might throw up.
Oh my god. What is wrong with you?
Shut up.
Nothing. That's just a human body, Calvin.
No, it is not. Human body can make that noise consistently. Just
are you sitting on your mic?
You can if you use some practice.
Patrick can fart his ABCs.
Can you burp snarf? Whatever that was called.
Oh, yeah, good, good, good.
Back into it. Let's
I've only successfully done it once without actually pooping.
So that means you've done it other times, but you pooped.
Yeah, there's a little something extra.
Is that the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's two.
Well, speaking of the second one, I have some fun facts.
Kevin James actually introduced the burp snort, and then Adam Sandler pulled it off in the final scene of the movie.
Correct. I'll wait till you're done, because I don't want to cut this off.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this one's like one of those ones that's so icky and potent that it smells like Cheerios. You guys ever get those?
No.
Cheerios?
Yeah, like it's just so disgusting. It smells like wheat.
They don't smell bad though.
No, right, exactly. But it's like it's supposed to smell bad, but it's like so disgustingly potent. That it just smells like the cereal Cheerios.
That is horrific.
Are you sitting on your mic?
I think.
I feel like
how
is.
Are you doing this? Like what?
I'm gonna be real with you. It's taken a lot of practice. I've been doing it since I was a little kid, so I know what I'm doing.
Can you talk and do it at the same time?
Yeah.
Do it.
I just did.
Oh. Wow, that was
He's got two mics.
That was great.
All right, boys.
Okay.
I think... Alrighty. I think the time has come.
Yeah, Jack, so I've been doing this thing where as soon as I start pooping, I just start collecting it in my hands right away so that I can just eat it and just live off of my own substance, and I don't have to eat any actual food anymore. I can just live off of my own waste.
Is that word for word?
That's actually a good idea.
Did you write it down from what you said last time?
That sounded like it was word for word identical to what you closed the show off with last
time. Maybe it's because I say it so often.
I think you just solved world hunger, Patrick.
Yeah, no, I've just been doing this thing. And as soon as I start pooping, I just collect it in my hands and I eat it right away.
What do you do with the extra that's like on your fingers?
I lick it.
Guys, I'm not gonna. My tummy hurts.
Hey, Calvin, you wanna wrap it up with a good old.
We're not.
No.
2 hours.
All right, Jack. I just want to say thank you for coming on my podcast.
Thanks for stopping
by,
Jack. Oh,
yeah.
We're doing this again.
Please don't talk while I'm talking. Okay. Jack, thanks for coming by.
I don't think
it's been a pleasure. Do you need any tips on getting started with this thing I've been doing?
No, I think you described it pretty well. I'll try it next time out.
Yeah, or hear me out. In case it ever happens while you're in the shower, all you have to do is take the leftovers and waffle stomp it down the drain.
Just try the stomp?
You waffle stomp it down the drain.
So
you put it over the drain.
And you
waffle stomp it down.
What's womple? Like curb stomp?
Waffle.
You know, like breakfast waffles, you waffle stomp
it. I eat waffles
it.
At Waffle House. I don't know.
You don't want to eat this waffle.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a shower drain before?
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a waffle, right?
Oh.
Like, it's got those squares on it. You waffle stomp it down there.
I got you. I hear you.
There we go. Two for two, Pat. Nice one.
Thank you.
Dude, are you okay?
It's all that prison food they've been feeding you.
Alright, my boy's here. Thanks for the podcast. Tell Zach and Mike I both said hi.
I will.
Alright.
Goodbye.
Hey, wait, Jack.
Well, I'd go.
Could you tell Zach that KU is the worst place on this entire planet, and then you should
reconsider?
I'll do that.
I'll actually do that. Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it. Send me a video of you doing it.
I'll do it.
All right. I love you.
All right. See you. Love you too.
Bye.
Thank you.
Jack.
Love you. Goodbye.
Love you. Wait. What? What's Jack doing?
Oh my God! Thank God. He's going to set home. Come on.
Calvin, what'd you want him to do?
I wanted to make fun of Zach.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Zach in here.
No. Zach.
I'm a big Kansas fan.
You're gonna get Zach.
Is that
Zach.
What you said?
I love the Jayhawks, dude.
Yeah, you would.
Can I continue with my fun facts, even though Jack's going?
Please insist.
As long as Patrick,
I'm fine.
Okay. You may have noticed this fun fact.
This has gone off the rails, guys.
Sorry, what were you saying, Zach?
I don't want to do a full sentence. Okay, fun fact number one. You may have noticed.
Okay, can we continue on?
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Fun fact number one, you may have noticed the Rob Schneider character, Rob, was not present in Grown Ups 2, right?
Was he not?
No.
Nope.
Oh, jeez.
This is because, well, here's the thing. This is because on the first day of shooting, Kevin James accidentally sat on him and he died.
That's insanity, man.
That's unfortunate.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, I feel like that's a natural occurrence in Kevin James, like, sequels. Like,
sitting on people.
That characters don't come back because Kevin James accidentally murders them by sitting on them. Like, I feel like
how many times can you get away with that before you actually get a smack on the wrist?
He just sits on them, so get away forever.
Yeah, they don't know. They can't.
They're just gonna let him continue to sit on people.
Well, people who challenge him, he'll just sit on. So that's not Patrick.
You were close. You just need a sneeze in there.
Yeah, if I could get a sneeze in, that would have been a perfect burp snort.
Speaking of Kevin James, fun fact number two, Kevin James was 4 months pregnant when production began on Grown Ups 2, but was able to do all of his scenes and even deliver the child on set. He named his child James.
James?
James.
James, oh. James.
I thought it was Jay.
Just kept saying James.
James. James, James. That'd be cool.
Fun fact 2.5. The film
like
took
a Lion
three...
King.
Yes, the film took 3 years to film.
Oh, like the first one?
Because David's... Yes. If that is what I said,
yeah, that's what you said.
The first film took 3 years to film because David Spade was only allowed to film his scenes during the week between 7 and 4 p.m. As his mother did not want him to be out past his bedtime.
Wait, between
7
and 4?
4?
Yeah.
Was it bedtime 5 o'clock?
Wait, how
it was 4:05.
4:45.
That's cool. That's awesome.
I give him 45 minutes to get home, brush his teeth, put his jammies on.
Yep.
Maybe have a warm glass of milk.
Yeah.
To put him to sleep.
Apple doctor was.
Well, speaking of doctor, fun fact number 3, on set, sources say Kevin James demanded to be referred to as Dr. Booty. David Spade once called him by his actual name, and he found that the next day his tires had been slashed.
I'm assuming this had to have been before he got sat on.
Yeah, no, that was...
Oh, yeah, Rob Schneider sat on and died, he said it?
No, Rob Schneider got sat on.
Oh.
I get him mixed up.
So he sat on David Spade, too?
Sounds like there's a lot of tension in the cast.
No, oh, yeah, you meant after he sat on Rob
Kevin
Schneider.
Kevin James does what Dr. Booty does, wants
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, yeah. And then fun fact number 8 is that Michael Ower, played by Adam Sandler, is a homeless teen and he's drifted out in and out of the school system for years. Then Leanne Toohey, played by Chris Rock, and her husband Sean, played by Kevin James, take him in.
Wait, is this an alternate plot?
Yeah, I figured. I didn't have to say that again. The Toohey's eventually become Michael's legal guardians, transforming both his life and theirs. Michael's tremendous size and protective instincts make him a formidable force on the gridiron, and with the help of his new family and devoted tutor, he realizes his potential as a student and football player.
Wait, why is this...
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you're saying, yeah. But... I will say that Velma in Scooby-Doo 2 has an absolute dump truck.
Can we take a commercial break to show our two sponsors?
Yeah. Are you doing it? Or...
You can do the first one because I know everybody knows that first sponsor, but you can go ahead and do it, but I'll do the second one.
Yeah, go ahead, Zach.
Did you want an audio clip or an ad?
Yeah, go ahead, Calvin.
Okay, I'll go. Our first sponsor today is Doja Cat Say So. I would recommend that everybody streams this song by Doja Cat and Nick because it's a good song. No other
reason.
That's
the only reasoning behind it.
That is the only reason.
I
really like the song. Anyway, yeah, we can talk about Raid Shadow Legends, but if everybody doesn't...
Yeah, go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, sure.
Hi, sir. You wanted to see me?
Yes, Death Knight. Please take a seat. As you know, we're having a tough time in the dungeons. We have a lot of low-level champions such as yourself. I'm afraid I'll have to sacrifice you.
What the hell?
Grasp his jaw.
You gotta be kidding me. I'm almost level 2.
Next.
Choose your champions. Raid Shadow Legends.
So that was brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends. Calvin, I know
and
you really
Doji
like
Cat, and Doji Cat.
And Doji Cat.
I was gonna say so.
Is that actually your pants that say that?
Yes.
Why?
I mean, why?
Why do you have that?
Do you not like them?
I just don't understand. Where'd you get them?
I really like them.
They were gifted. Oh, actually, no. I got them as a gift for somebody else, and then they ended up blocking me on everything, so I just kept them.
Where did you acquire it? Not that I want to buy it or anything.
I just looked up what it says on the pants, and I put pants on Google search, and then I went to the shopping section of Google. And then I clicked on a link
How
that
much?
Took me to a website. They were like $22, I think.
Oh, okay.
They're not bad. I like them. And they're comfortable, too. Comfortable, stylish. Are you looking up Doja Cat Say So?
I'm not
Doja
looking
Cat
up anything.
Nicki Minaj? Okay, I'll play
nope.
it then.
Is the wording on the front or the back?
It's on the front. Why would it be on the back?
I don't know.
Why on earth, Zach?
Why is there girls wearing this?
Yeah.
What gender is that meant for?
I would assume males because... I mean, I'm just taking a wild guess.
Wish has it for $7.57.
It's for real?
What a steal.
That is a steal.
It says unisex.
Bingo, bango.
Perfect.
Uh-oh. Here we
Jack
go again.
Joined again. Oh, no, it's not Jack. You heard
oh,
the
wait,
song
is
Fall
that
Boys?
What this song is? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Even in the moment, I got you out of my... Why don't you say so? Who else is doing the dance right now? It's really catchy, and everybody should listen to it.
There's a dance?
It's a yes, TikTok song.
No.
I know that this is an audio medium, but I like to assume that we're all doing the dance just now.
I have a video of me doing the dance. I can put it in chat if you'd like.
That'd be great.
I have to find it. It's a while ago.
Is it before or after? Oh, okay. So did you have the hair?
I did. It wasn't. I was wearing a hat in the video, but my hair was long.
Why did you get rid of the mullet?
I was getting a lot of prejudice towards me. Everybody's being real.
From
real,
who?
Not. Doja Cat. There's no music to the video, but it's also in my bedroom that the roof is too small for my head. What is that? It says my files are too powerful. What does that mean?
It's too large of a file, probably.
Do you have a file with Shaggy in it?
Up? Do you want to wrap this up, guys?
No.
I'm not done talking.
Oxford is slowing down.
Calvin, why are you on the purple side?
Huh? We're ramping up.
I said, Calvin, why are you on the purple side?
Because the green side is just for losers. They want to just destroy everything. You got to keep some sort of order.
I mean, the purple sound like the losers because they're the ones getting destroyed.
Oh, I don't know if we want to get into this here.
Yeah, that is a joke.
I've only ever destroyed purples. I've never actually died to one.
That's a cap and a half, my man. You know Purple Gang is what where it's at, and everybody knows
that. Nope.
Carter, what gang are you in?
What?
You purple or green?
Oh, I'd probably have to choose green.
See? Exactly. That's what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's 3-1.
Oh, yeah, but it's Carter and Zach. Does that count as two people?
All I've seen is montages of purples getting absolutely demolished.
Yeah, well, it's because you search up montage of purples getting destroyed.
Even if that's what I did, why is that what I found? Why is there no purple videos?
Yeah, if that was the case, then there wouldn't be any videos.
I'm going to send you so many videos that say greens get destroyed. I saw a video the other day of a purple winning a 4-on-1, and a green took out a
never happened.
Even. Oh, how much you want to bet? Because I'll show it
never
to you.
Before happened. Oh, look at you, you big gambler.
What?
Big gambling man.
What is that?
You gambler?
What you want to
always
put?
At the
put some money on it.
Carter, how are you? What have you been up to?
Let's put on it.
I have a game, Carter. I know this is Patrick's podcast, but I have a game lined up.
Yeah, you can go ahead and play a game.
Okay, so I have here in front of me some 1-star reviews and some 10-star reviews of either Grown Ups 1, Grown Ups 2, Scooby Doo, or Scooby Doo 2.
Scooby Doo.
And you're gonna have to guess which review
one?
Is about
Scooby Doo 2. Scooby Doo 2.
Oh.
Otherwise known as Scooby Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed.
Yeah, okay.
You might know it by that name.
I only know it because Velma's in it.
She's a baddie.
So you guys want to hear it?
Yes, please.
All right, the first one is a 1-star review, and the title is Worst Film. This is what it says. I don't have much to say about this movie because of the fact that it is pure garbage. I have never felt the urge to bash a film more than this one. The plot is terrible. I laughed a total of 2 times in this movie. First, at the terrible acting of all the actors and actresses, and then after the credits were over.
Is this a trick question?
Do we buzz in?
I'd like to say...
You can all guess. No, it's not a time. You can all guess individually.
I'll say Grown Ups too.
My guess is that it's none of those films because none of them would ever receive a 1-star review.
That's what I was thinking. I'm thinking Shawshank right now.
Well, I'm not saying this reflects how we feel about him. I'm just saying people.
I don't think anyone would feel like that about any of them.
Nobody in the world would ever say that type of things about either any of those movies. So I think you're trying to trick
with
us.
That being said, I also think it's Grown Ups too.
Okay.
I'm sticking with Shawshank.
Okay.
That is Scooby-Doo 1.
Okay, well, that's...
Really?
This is a terrible game.
Excuse me?
I don't understand why they said they only laughed twice. That movie is about mystery. It's not a comedy. It's serious.
all right, the next one, it's a 1-star, and it says, awful movie. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. I never write reviews on IMDb, but I couldn't resist this one. This movie is probably one of the worst movies I have ever seen. I almost turned this movie off watching it, and I don't usually do that either. I'm not sure how anyone could even think this movie is good at all. If you like this movie, you probably have terrible tastes in movies. I was angry that I wasted $5 to rent this on demand. do you have any guesses?
I'm going to say Grown Ups 1.
I'd like to say Grown Ups 2.
None of the above.
It's not a trick answer. It's one of the 4.
I finalize my answer.
I mean, it's Grown Ups 1. Calvin's right.
Oh, that's 1 point for Calvin.
So does he not know you can go to Walmart and buy Grown Ups 1 and 2 for $5.40?
That's so solid.
Okay, Patrick, well, this one's a 10-star. 10 out of 10. Yeah. And the caption is, the greatest film ever made, and ever is spelled E-V-R. Blank is the greatest film ever made. The religious undertones made me shed a tear.
All of the above.
Scooby-Doo 2.
National Treasure.
Oh, so you're giving funny answers now. Okay.
Oh, wow, fine. Carter. I'll say Scooby-Doo 2.
Grown-Ups 2.
All of the above.
Okay, this time I don't choose Grown-Ups 2.
Another 10-star review. The best movie, I've seen in a long time.
Scooby-Doo 2.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It really
makes me. That's what I was gonna say.
Grown-Ups 1.
I haven't read it yet.
You don't need to.
You don't need to.
The greatest movie I've ever seen is Grown-Ups 2. So. You can finish it. Finish it. Since you're so big on finishing it.
I'll read the first sentence.
No, you can read all of it.
It's really long. I wasn't going to read all of it anyway.
Read all of it.
It really makes me sad to read all these negative reviews about the movie because I really liked it and enjoyed it. I know the majority, if not...
Zach, you can keep...
Yeah, Zach, I'm going to let you stop. Zach? Are you still there, Ben?
Well, it looks like we're, looks like we've reached a dramatic ending, I guess.
Nope. Could you quit talking about endings? We're still only halfway through. Where did Zach go?
Hello?
So where'd you go, man?
I was listening to Scatman.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Check.
It's a cheerful, hilarious, and has messages about family values.
Yeah, it's Grown-Ups 1.
Scooby-Doo 2.
I'm also going to say Scooby-Doo 2.
Grown-Ups 2.
Guys, I can't stop it. It won't let me.
Here, hold on.
Thank you so much.
I just want to hear the rest of this review.
Yeah, for real.
I moved on to the next one.
Wait, then what was the movie?
Grown-Ups 2.
That's what I said.
So it was Scooby-Doo 2?
No.
What? I'm sorry, he got really emotional.
Alright. This one's a 1-star. And the title is You Have Got to Be Kidding Me.
Is it Scooby-Doo 2?
And the user's name is Smells Like Cheese.
Reputable guy.
I'll be back.
Okay. Now, I did somewhat enjoy the first blank. I had no interest to see the sequel, though. But my best friend called, and she badly wanted to see it. Mm-hmm. It was plans, and who knew? I might have liked it. We decided to see the 10:30 at night show, thinking there would be no children in the theater. Boy, were we wrong. What parents bring their 4- and 5-year-old children to a 10:30 show? The jokes are really stupid. The plot is nearly unbearable. And the leading actors have hit an all-time low in their career.
This one's really Grown Ups.
I think this one's Grown Ups too.
It's one.
Scooby-Doo 2.
What? No way. Have those actors done anything better than Scooby-Doo? I don't think they have.
This is another 1-star. I was embarrassed to be seen at this movie is the title.
Oh.
how can I fully express my disappointment in this film? It may not be possible. I am one of those who actually liked the first blank. It had a plot, good characters, and lots of fun. The sequel, on the other hand, is pointless, stupid, juvenile, and insulting. Not one redeeming quality in the entire movie. I contemplated leaving after the first 15 minutes. I forced myself to stay to see if this mess would get any better. It didn't. What a total waste of time.
Is it tag?
No.
Dang it. Thought I had that one. Is it...
Is it Scooby-Doo too?
Calvin, what's your guess?
That was a 10 star, right?
One.
What? Now you gotta rethink my whole answer.
This changes everything.
The title was I was embarrassed to be seen at this movie.
That doesn't mean anything.
Does that mean it then? No. Yeah, no. Okay, so if it's a 1 star and not a 10 star, I'm going to have to go with Return of the Jedi.
Grown-ups do.
Oh my god, this game is stupid.
I'm gonna break a wall.
Don't do that.
There's so many more bad reviews than good reviews, Zach. What are you biased? You know, all these movies? I
can read another 10.
Do it.
Brings a tear to my eye every time is the title. I watch this film 5 times every day, even in the shower. I just love how lovable and silly the main characters are. Do you have a guess?
Is it Scooby-Doo?
Calvin?
What was the last one?
What was the last movie?
The last review you said. Wait, do you have these like written down, or are you looking them up as you go?
I have them pasted, copy and pasted. Oh,
never mind then. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Grown Ups 1.
Correct. Grown Ups 1.
Dude, I have 3 points.
Do you want me to read the rest of the review? Because it's complete nonsense and it has nothing to do with the movie.
I kind of do.
My personal favorite.
Wait, can we take a stop here and ask if Carter's still alive? I haven't heard him say a single word in.
He said he'll be back.
Where'd he go?
Carter.
He had to do the dishes.
At your house?
We got no dishes in the clink. We got hands.
Oh, you're in jail. I forgot.
Does that mean that was all you're on your jail toilet?
Are we still recording?
I drink diesel.
Does that mean you're eating ice cream in jail?
Don't worry about it, eh?
What race are you? Is that Italian or Russian?
For good boy.
You say don't worry about it.
That's just Sylvester Stallone. That doesn't even mean anything.
Does this mean anything?
The one in the shower. He said, I just love how lovable and silly the main characters are. My personal favorite is Marcus. I have honestly never related to a character so much in my life. This movie tackles the issues of family, love, friendship, and humor, and does a perfect job of just wrapping it all together into one magical gift from God.
Did you hear Calvin? He said, who's Marcus?
Wait, I forgot which one Marcus is.
David Spade, asshole.
Oh, okay.
Although the little graphic violence that is shown scares me a little bit, I just close my eyes and go to my happy place. And then in quotations it says, which is the location where this was filmed. I would choose to see this over Forrest Gump any day.
Who wouldn't?
Let's see. I have.
I'm Zach. Yeah. Yeah, guy.
Hey, what's the big idea, huh? Are you about to do an impression of me? You meant to say marketing?
What?
You son of a gun.
I didn't say anything.
1.5 stars. I literally cried during this movie. Whoa. It sucked so bad.
Can you not swear on the podcast, please, Zach?
It sucked so bad. My best friend had to use the bathroom every 3 minutes during this movie.
I have to use the bathroom every 3 minutes as it is.
Why didn't he just leave? Was this written about you, Patrick?
Forgot about it.
This has been the grossest episode ever.
I think Jack thought it was real.
Alright, I'm back.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Carter, tell us a story.
I have another 10. I have one more 10 star.
Okay. And then we can end it.
And what?
And what?
There's nothing to end.
10 stars. We are living your hot. Yes. 10 stars. The header is so good it hurt. I'll just let that sit.
Wait, can you say it again? I wasn't listening.
The header is so good it hurt.
is that the only for the review?
I'd like to say no. Grown Ups too.
Alright, will you let me finish the thing?
No one's stopping you. Go ahead.
Oh, I just peed myself a little when I did that.
Idiot.
rather than go into a full critique, let me just say this. A large soda started an hour before we were let into the screening meant that I should have darted out of the lobby about halfway through the film. The fact that I spent the last hour of it in intense pain, risking kidney damage rather than miss a single minute of blank should speak for itself.
It's Grown Ups too.
Any other guesses?
I'd have to agree with that.
Grown Ups.
Shrek.
Oh. I should have known.
Curveball.
Alright, I think that wraps up for the show.
What?
It's been a pretty...
Wait, I need to throw up still.
It's been a good episode. Yeah, we can... You want to do that?
Do you want me to?
Yeah,
I do.
You can. While I do,
I want to hear you throw.
Can somebody send me a Raid Shadow Legends script?
Oh, just do one. Improvise. Just improvise one as you do it.
No. I can spend it.
Who's peeing?
That's not me throwing. That's me peeing.
Oh. Wait, so you peed and then you're gonna throw up?
Yeah, probably. I can't do. If I threw up with pee in my blood, I'd probably pee myself.
Throw up.
Do it.
Do it.
Wait, I need a script first.
Do it now.
Sending it.
God.
Hurry, dude.
I mean, hurry. Where do we have to go, Carter?
I'm telling Zach to hurry.
Yeah,
Calvin can't hold it in forever.
Damn, I've had 45 wings. They kept progressively hotter during this episode. Right,
I'll put a song while you do that.
Did you dab the last one?
Yeah, well, should I eat the last one now?
Yeah, then... Pitch whatever you're doing to the camera.
Well, whatever I'm doing, you're just talking about Raid Shadow Legends. What's it? What was that? Perfect. Thank you, Carter. That's what I needed. It's like a melody. All right.
Throw up.
God, it's gonna hurt. Raid Shadow Legends. Today's video is sponsored by Raid Shadow. One of the biggest mobile play games of 2019.
Keep going. Free.
Keep going!
10 million users.
raid.
Over the last 6 months, it's one of the most impressive games in their class.
Talk about the dungeon bosses.
The dungeon bosses, I've never played Raid before, I don't know what those still are.
Just skip two sentences down.
Throw up!
I can't read.
You are disgusting.
Alright, thanks for watching. Listening, guys.
Thank you.
We'll see you next episode.
No.
Goodbye.
No, Patrick Ghost.
Yeah.
Patrick has to sign off.
Calvin, I just want to say that was awesome. You were disgusting, but it was really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Thank you.
Oh god, did you record it?
Alright. No, it's... See you in the next episode, guys.
Are you still locked up, Patrick?